Petersburg Community Development Director Leo Luzak says so far this year, 76 building permits have been issued. That number includes electrical and plumbing permits, as well as new construction and renovation.
At this pace, it's going to be a record year, I think.
Luzak says the city has issued 11 new home construction permits this year.
For 2001, there were a total of 18 new building units. So that would be the big year. Other than that, it's been, since that time, the biggest year was 9 dwelling units, and the lowest was last year with 3.
Luzak says he suspects a variety of factors are driving the construction push.
Been low building the last couple of years, so the demand was up, and I guess I'd attribute it to high fish prices and low interest rates.
In addition to the new homes, 17 permits have been issued this year for renovations and additions. Petersburg residents Don and Karen Cornelius are finishing a 700-square-foot addition to their house. They decided to use an inheritance to cover the cost of construction.
Well, actually, our money hasn't been growing too much in interest lately, so, and we did have a little nest egg, so why not use it now? So.
We have some fun with it. Instead of just letting it dwindle, and every time we get an envelope from the post office, you know, you just sort of say, oh, you don't want to open it because your whatever has dropped again. And so this, to me, seemed like a very good idea, to sink it into something that all of us could make use of and get a lot of enjoyment out of.
Wells Fargo business banking manager Steve Bullard says many people appear to be following that logic.
Certainly, if you look at the savings accounts rates, they are very low. I mean, they're almost non-existent. The stock market seems to be fairly volatile, so you know, maybe people are not wanting to take any risk out of the market, so maybe they see the real estate market as a fairly stable place to put some money. Potentially, they're either buying bigger houses or building houses to keep their cash.
Bullard says people aren't borrowing money, however. Despite increased construction activity, demand for construction loans is dead.
I don't know if people are using other financial institutions or if they're using their own funds to build them, but the construction financing in Southern Southeast is pretty slow for Wells Fargo.
Contractor Donald Spurl has noticed a similar trend. He says more people are paying for construction out of pocket.
I don't know if it's directly related to the fish, but with this good forecast this year, typically we will see next year a few more projects going on. Might be people stepping out and building a whole house. Might be just an addition, remodel, whatever. But most of that money stays here in Petersburg, so that's nice.
Spurl is beginning construction on a new house in a few weeks, outside of city limits.
It seems like there is a little more construction, at least the larger projects, going on, you know, out the road a little further. There's still properties selling for pretty reasonable. And so, you know, not everything that you see in town is a representation of the building industry or how good people are doing or how many houses are being built.
The house Spurl is constructing did receive a building permit from the city, but most projects outside city limits do not. That means there may be additional projects not included in the city's tally. But Spurl cautions against reading too much into the current upswing.
You know, if you look around compared to 10 years ago, I think there's less going on, but not in a negative sense. You know, it kind of goes in cycles like everything.
Nationally, new home construction remains at historic lows, although the number of housing starts was up in June. In Petersburg, I'm Esme Joyce.